Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
So, first things first, the announcement of Bob Day's retirement came to light a few days ago, with one of the central issues being a government grant. Could you tell us a bit more about this grant and its role in this announcement?
Yeah, so the federal government decided to create a pilot project and give money to public money to three bodies to look at alternative delivery of apprenticeships. And one of those bodies was an RPO called Northeast Vocational College. The others was the Master Builders Association, and the third one was the National Electrical Contractors Association. Those three bodies, Bob Day was associated with Northeast Vocational College, but those three bodies received about $1.84 million each in taxpayers' money, and there was no tender process whatsoever that they had to go through to get that to try and look at alternative deliveries of apprenticeships.
Right, and Mr. Day began lobbying for a $1.4 million grant last year, but as you mentioned, he ended up receiving $1.84 million in public money. Do we know why this number went up so dramatically?
No, we don't, and obviously I think once we get further into this and we investigate further, we're going to find a whole lot of anomalies that will arise from it, but I don't know of any other government process where you apply for 1.4 and they give you 1.84 million. So they've done very well in the process, and there's been no transparency whatsoever with this. Like I said before, there was no tender process. There'd be a number of other organisations out there that would want to try and tender for this and try and provide alternative delivery pathways and those sorts of things. But on this occasion, for whatever reasons, we think it's largely associated with the fact that the federal government are just trying to buy votes at the time.
Right. Well, lack of transparency is a huge issue, of course, across the board, and it does suggest some pretty shady things. Is there any evidence of misuse of this money at all?
Well, like I said before, we're certainly trying to uncover as much as we can. We put in a Freedom of Information application last year because we were deeply concerned about how $1.84 million of public money was given to these organisations, and it's coincidental that these organisations, like I said, the Master Builders, the National Electrical Contractors Association, and even Bob Day himself, have been pushing quite strongly for industrial relations changes with the Australian Building Construction Commission and the Building Code. And I think as we dig further into this, previous Minister Hartsuker and the current Minister Birmingham are going to have some real questions to answer with respect to this. And I think we need an independent inquiry into why over, you know, nearly $6 million of taxpayers' money have gone off to these three organisations without any transparency and without any tender process.
Yeah, okay. Well, Bob Day is notoriously a senator for the Family First Party. Moving forward, where does the Turnbull government come into all of this?
Well, like I said before, we are very sceptical about why $1.84 million would be directed to a vocational college that he was the chair of and which he lobbied quite strongly for without a public process, without a tender process. And we reckon it smells, and it smells quite badly. So, you know, the Turnbull government have got some really big questions to answer on this, and they have to be open and transparent and have to explain truthfully why these monies, public monies, were given to these three organisations without a tender process. And you know, largely, I don't think they can escape the fact that they were lobbied and have been lobbying these particular organisations to get support for their industrial relations reforms. And like I said, we're going to try and push this as hard as we possibly can and try and find out the answers. Because I think most of the Australian public deserves to know why taxpayers' money has been, in effect, wasted and without any appropriate rigour or process.
Yeah. Well, Alan, thanks very much for having a chat with me. Transparency, hopefully, will come to light in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers.